Hello, good evening,
Good evening,
Poonam.
Preeti.
How are you today?
I am good, Preeti.
Thank you, Poonam, so much for giving me an opportunity today to be your coach. I would say it's my honor, and I would also like to share the space with you.
Thank you.
I wish to inform you that I'd like to record this session. This is purely for my ICF certification purposes.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Be rest assured that this recording would remain only for this purpose and will not be shared ahead.
Okay.
Also, remember, you are in a safe space to
Yeah.
discuss. All right. And before we begin, Poonam, I would like to invite you for this discussion by, being prepared for it. So maybe take a couple of, deep breaths. Also, center yourself and let me know when you're ready to begin.
Yes, please. We are ready. I'm ready to start.
Thanks, Poonam. All right, Poonam, tell me, what would you like to discuss today?
So Preeti, I'll just bring something which is, very personal, the thought process which is going on in my mind. And this is more to do with not only thought, but as a habit, something which is there deep, deep rooted. So when I say deep rooted, because it's there since very long time. It's about, quantity versus quality. So when I say this, maybe that approach which I have, over a period of time developed, and having that habit of rushing to complete things, okay, that has become more like a habit that, I just want to complete lot of things. So I see that, this is what my to-do list. I want to rush and I want to complete most of it, and in process, I lose the quality aspect of that. So I'll just give you this example. This has been, the habit wherein you want to do, as a childhood, you want to be, always among your siblings. You want to do the things first and be remain in front. That was there initially. Then it got settled. But now that, that habit was taken, sometime it was very rewarding because you end up doing a lot of things in the lesser time, and you feel nice about it. But when you go back, and when I see myself and looking at it, that I could have given more time on these things. Probably I would have been, given more quality output. So over a period of time, what is happening now, because this has become more concerning, because it is now reflecting in my work as well. So professionally, especially when I say, it is something, I want to do more. I want to complete many things in given point of time. And at the same time, I want to also ensure that, quality aspects which has been highlighted by my manager and all. So I have to go back and I have to see that, which I realize and I'm working on it. But still, that habit is something, for doing more with a quicker has given, that is there in me. So this is my concern that, how I should focus more on the quality than the quantity is something which I would like to discuss with you today.
Thank you, Poonam, and thank you for being candid about your feelings, about what you feel towards the quantity versus quality thought in your mind. So Poonam, I hear you are looking, I'm sorry, I hear that rushing to complete things has become a habit. Yes.
Yes.
I also hear that you're focusing more on the quantity and trying to complete the tasks or the your to-do lists in time. I heard you said that you now want to focus on quality. Yes, the quality
Yes.
of the output.
Yes.
It seems like you are thinking of focusing more on the quality right now.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me more about, you know, the quality aspect now.
So Preeti, when I say quality, as I gave you an example, if I have to do three things, so my mind gets tuned that if these three activities are there in my hand, I should be probably closing this in this much of time. That's the first thought comes to my mind. And then I get into it and I decide these are the steps I'll be doing, taking it and all. So my mind is tuned in such a way that I focus more on the time rather than quality. That's the frame of mind right now I am in. Whereas I realize that, you know, the quality is, instead of, you know, doing 10 things, probably you do end up doing only two, but you deliver quality. That will be more important rather than just ensuring that 10, all 10 you completed, but it is half baked kind of thing. So I'm realizing that. But my problem is that, you know, how I should focus my mind to start thinking on the quality aspects more rather than just, you know, time. As I said that, you know, my mind is tuned to think more on the time side. So this is what I'm exploring, and I want to discuss this to you, that if I have to think about quality, how I should tune my mind.
Thank you, Poonam. So Poonam, I heard you are, you know, looking at steps to complete things with quality and in time, in a certain time. Poonam, I also heard that you currently focus on time. I heard that you are looking at delivering quality work. I also heard that you want to tune your mind towards quality of work. Great. These are really wonderful things that, you know, you are now exploring beyond time management and looking towards quality. So, Poonam, what are we exploring today?
So Preeti, I want to reflect back and see, you know, if I have a habit of looking at, you know, quantity over quality, I have to change my mind. So one is that I have to tell myself that, you know, do this, do this, do this. But if I have to auto-tune my mind, what I should do is what I'm looking forward in this conversation. Maybe to understand better and know myself in, the steps I should take for important things, especially where the quality matters or my
Great.
deliverables.
Great. So Poonam, I hear you're looking at reflecting on the habit of quality versus quantity, developing the habit of quality versus quantity.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So Poonam, what brings this to the conversational to this to our conversation table today?
Sorry, I didn't get your question. Can you just repeat
So,
it?
okay. So let me reframe it. What brings this thought to conversation today? To this conversation today? Why would you like to explore this?
Yeah, because Preeti, this has started affecting my image. As I should be delivering quality work. This is expected out of me. More importantly, I can do a deep thinking on the work, which if I do more, if I put more thoughts or if I do or spend more time, probably I'll be able to do that work more better. So this is the thought which has been going on, and I would say that Preeti, it's not that something I have discovered today and I'm working on it. It's just that it has so I want to work upon it. That is what I thought that if I'll discuss with my coach, probably I'll get a better thought or the navigation in my thought to do what I it should be done.
Right. Nice. Wonderful, Poonam. So, Poonam, I hear that you're looking at, developing a habit of working towards quality work.
Yeah.
Yes. And when you say developing this habit of, working of quality work, what does it mean to you?
Means so if I have to any time if I'm planning my work or if I'm looking at the important things to do, my mind should tell me that this is what you should be doing and this is what is important and this is how you should be doing, rather than just thinking of course, time or the deadline matters, but at the same time, if it has been processed or been done by me, it should have that quality of work or maybe the important part. I'm so sorry, Preeti, that I've been talking about quality again, but when I say quality, it means I have given enough time and the mind for doing that work. So quality work doesn't mean that the output is maybe the same, but I have given enough thought to it, and this is the outcome after giving enough thought and time. So that is important for me. The question you asked me, why it is important? Because it is important for me because you are attached to that work, and if you have delivered it has your name. So it is very easy for a manager to say that this is the kind of work you have delivered.
Right.
So it is very, very important.
Okay. I hear you are, looking at, I hear you, for you, it is important, just not the quality, but I hear time and mind that goes in quality. of work is important. Yes. So Poonam, what makes, delivering quality work important now?
It is important, Preeti, because as I told you, when you are at a certain level, or where the time has been taken that as a consideration for evaluating the performance. But as you grow up to the ladder, especially when you are in the job, the quality of the work is also equally important. And this is coming in my way wherein it has been highlighted by my senior that probably if you would have given more thought on it, you could have come up with a better result. So this has happened almost like 2-3 times in the recent time when I have submitted my submission. So it has really given me that trigger that yes, he's right or she's right. I should have done that instead of rushing. And those were important work. And I'll tell you, it's not that I have not given a thought or enough time, but then still it has been highlighted, which means there's more potential to the thing, or maybe the my boss really wants me to put more deeper thought on it.
No.
So since it has come 2-3 times in a span of 2-3 months, I thought, let me just do that introspection and find that what can be done better. And that's how the thought has come and we are discussing.
Thanks, Poonam. So I hear quality of work is very important at this point. I also hear that quality of delivering quality of work is a result that you want to be a consistent result that you want to see at work and is expected. I also hear that quality of work, a consistent quality of work, is an expectation from your seniors. Yes. It seems like, delivering quality of work is very important right now. So Poonam, what is the purposefulness of, having or delivering quality work or delivering quality work in your life?
It is important, Preeti, if we have to see, whether I have completed, as I given the example earlier, if I have to complete 10 tasks, and if even if I am not able to complete all 10 on time, but if I'm able to deliver 8 with, the better outcome, that will be something which I think will be appreciated in the long run. That's what is being now being told by my seniors, as well as somewhere I also feel that if I have my junior and if he completes work on time and if he is I would not say neglecting the quality aspects, but probably do the work more better, I'll be more happy. So same thing goes the hierarchy. So I think that is something, it also gives you a sense of fulfillment on that, okay, this is what I have delivered, which has been accepted and approved by without any changes, without any, and it is the way I have given, it has been accepted. So I feel that's something I really want, that is something I am looking out for, that anything which I do, there's always a scope of improvement, but from the my capability, I have delivered my best. This is what, has my understanding, and I want to be always looked upon. That if she has done work, you don't have to worry, kind of that kind of thing. You always aspire, like that to
No,
become.
yeah, true, true, absolutely. So Poonam, I hear you're looking for acceptance of work, ongoing acceptance of work that you deliver. I also look at, I'm sorry, I also hear that you want to deliver your best most of the time. Yes. And I also hear that you would like to be someone who can be a role model and looked upon by most of your colleagues. It seems that quality of work is delivering or creating quality of work will really take you to what you want to achieve. Right?
Certainly.
Poonam, what would quality, you know, having best quality work bring to you?
Oh, it gives me a big smile on my face that, you know, yes, yes,
Nice.
I've done it. Though that, you know, when you keep your own parameter and when you deliver it, you tend to submit your best version. But
Right.
when you get certification from the one who receives it, that you have done excellent is what, you know, you look forward for. So that's so one is that, you know, you yourself is satisfied with you have delivered your best, and of course the acknowledgement from the other side that yes, what you have done is best.
Thank you, Poonam. So I hear that delivering your best quality of work will bring a lot of satisfaction and happiness to you.
Yes.
I also hear that, you know, delivering high quality work will also get you the acknowledgement and the right acknowledgement every time you are performing. So Poonam, what is the useful outcome for you in this conversation today?
Well, that Preeti, we are discussing, I'm still exploring in my mind that, you know, what should I should do so that, you know, this habit of mine, which anyways I want to adopt, will come in my way as a way it is, you know. I don't have to think, should not take as an effort. It should come naturally. That is what this conversation bring to me, more clarity on that.
Thank you. So I hear, Poonam, that you would like to develop consistent delivering high quality work as a habit.
Yes.
Yes. I also hear that this should be as effortless and natural.
Yes.
Great. So, Poonam, what needs to shift in your perspective to get to delivering high quality of work?
So, well, Preeti, when I see this, you know, and when I go deep in my mind and think. So one is the shift from quantity to quality, which is very easy than said and done. But this requires an effort. Since I'm talking about habit, so it requires an effort. And consciously, I have to put my mind to think that, you know, it can begin with one work, but let me finish with utmost 100% efforts. So I think that is something shift of my mind from doing more to doing better is what I think. I'll have to focus on that.
Great. Thank you, Poonam. And what will enable you to develop this natural habit of delivering quality?
Well, Preeti, it is difficult to say. I'm still thinking, but yes, it's a conscious effort of mine and reminding myself, okay, is something which enables me, but I need that to sustain for long. And for that, what needs to be done, I am still to explore. So I'll probably list down those enablers and we can discuss that in the next session. But at this moment, my conscious effort of getting tuned to doing one work and better work at a time is something I'm thinking I should be adopting.
Okay. So Poonam, I hear you would looking, sorry, I hear that you are looking at developing a habit of delivering quality work. I also hear that this should be a conscious effort. And it's wonderful that you are looking at now exploring, you know, or deepening your understanding of quality of work and looking forward to developing that as a conscious habit.
Yeah.
So Poonam, what are you learning about yourself today?
Learning, I would say that, you know, it is something I would say take one thing at a time, do the complete you know, the thinking about it and close it and then move to the other one instead of keeping in mind that, you know, this is what worried about the time, more be there in that present moment and complete that work.
Okay.
That's what I think I've learned about during this conversation.
And what actions would now be useful for you to take to get this working?
As I said, Preeti, I will be consciously looking at it, or I will be focusing more on the important aspects where I need to focus the output, and from there I can start, which will have more impact. So I'll start with those, and then slowly, slowly, once it's a, you know, it's a human tendency that, you know, if you see the result in one, you follow for other thing as well. So
Right.
I'll follow that.
Right. Wonderful. You've already started thinking about consciously, you know, being alert. And what resources would you need to, you know, help you get there?
I'm not sure about external resources, anything which can help. But yeah, my own list which I make, and I probably can just, you know, do some kind of flagging that this is what I should do and this is what where I will put my time more and think about it. That I think will help me is my own way.
Wonderful. Who can help you with it?
Oh, at this moment, yes, it would be by me only, and then probably I can. I'm not sure about anyone else, but yeah, for sure, myself.
Great. Can I be of any help?
Certainly, you can help me in checking on those things which we discuss, how the progress has happened or not. So we can connect again on that.
I'd love to do that, and I'm always available.
Thank you so much.
So, Poonam, while we spoke all of this, how will you now be accountable to the actions that you want to take?
Preeti, there is no second thought on it. I have to be accountable and I will be accountable for all those things. It is going to impact a lot on my thing, and especially it is, you know, it's my mind that is thinking more on this. Sure. I am the one
Okay.
who is accountable and for all the actions which I have to take.
That's nice, Poonam. So, is there anything else that you would like to discuss today?
No, Preeti, thank you so much. I think we discussed a lot about
Right.
my thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you for being so candid and sharing, all your experience and thoughts. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.